on the line now, I have Claire Cashman.
Not quite Mary.
Claire Cashman, chairperson of the Family Resource Centre National Forum. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Noel.
Let's hope that if she's elected Taoiseach, that she'll be kind and beneficial to everybody, including yourselves. How long has this threat been there, Claire?
Well, I suppose there's always a kind of, you know, when you're dealing with the community and voluntary sector, there's always that unknown, known, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
The threat is from the, we're currently funded under TUSLA, and our budget is administrated from the national office. But there's moves afoot to have our budget administrated from the local TUSLA offices. And what that means is that we lose that whole national program feel and sense, and we become really an extension of TUSLA, which we are not. We are partners, but we're not an extension of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. It's hard to explain to people who aren't in the know, but I suppose the key thing is that we are all independent projects around the country with independent boards, and our biggest thing is we're community projects. We're managed by the local community. We respond to local community needs, and different communities have different needs. So in, say, like the Coolock, right now there's a lot of challenges for child and family. So it's good that TUSLA are in there and we're partnering with them. But down here in Tipperary, where my own project is, our demographic is different. We have a lot of elderly people. We have people with adults with disabilities living in the community. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to integrate back into the community life. So our focus will be much more on elderly, disability, education, training, then child and family. That's not saying we don't do child and family, but it's not our key focus.
Okay.
Because it's not the needs in the community.
Yeah, we're talking
that's
about...
That's the challenge.
Yeah, we're talking, Claire, we're talking about just there, this is now family resource centres who are under threat due to lack of funding and a few other things as well, which we're going to go into. So does the resource centre, I seem to be getting the impression, everyone has an idea of what the resource centres are, but do they adapt to the needs of the actual community around them?
Exactly, exactly. Whereas, you put it in one, but to adapt to the needs around them can sometimes not fit with the needs of your funding agency. I mean, TUSLA are very specific. Their role is child and family with a focus on elderly intervention, but they are a statutory agency for child protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their legal remit. Whereas family resource centres, as I say, the motto we use is from the cradle to the grave, for right through family life. And we all have challenges and opportunities in our lives, but there's always times when sudden death, an illness, a loss of a job, homelessness, all issues that have impact on people's lives, that their community needs to be able to respond to through their family resource centre.
Okay, and is it the deficit in funding to the extent that it has diminished over the years, or is it because
Absolutely.
Of the new...
Along with all the other community sector, I mean, we took a cut of over 20% after the crash. And we've had in the last 2 years, we've had some increases back into our core funding. We've had we have in receipt of less money now than we did in 2008.
I suppose, Claire, the problem as well that exacerbates the problem is that the demands are more on the resource centres now because
Absolutely.
Of the situation.
Absolutely, and right through the economic crash, without family resource centres, there would have been a lot of families in great distress. There wasn't a lot we could do from the impacts of unemployment or whatever, but we work with people to sort themselves out, to work in some of the family resource centres. We'd have MABs that had come in or whatever, or we'd signpost. So we're a huge resource in the community. Every community should have a family resource centre.
Mm-hmm.
We've 121 around the country. We could do with 121-0.
Exactly, exactly. And you'd imagine that the government would log on to this because it saves the money in the long run.
Absolutely. For 160,000 per family resource centre as a minimum investment, it's small money.
Well, can I ask you, your campaign is called the Three Campaign. So if you break it down into the three requests that you have, the three main asks that you're asking for.
The three main asks, and in fairness, we've had great support from all the would-be politicians. Now there are politicians that signed our pledge, including the outgoing Minister for Child and Family. So we've great support for and the recognition of that what needs to be done for the programme. So the first ask is we need a dedicated unit, ideally within a department. We're not hung up in any particular department, but ideally within a department. Right now, our challenges are operational because it's not been resourced to managed. The second one is that we retain our ethos of community development, social justice and equality. And the third one is that as every FRC, as a minimum, would have a core budget of allocation to support the project of 160,000 per year.
Okay, now you
three messages?
I do indeed. Yeah, but I just want to, the first one there now, you want them to establish a dedicated government unit. Now, when you ask for that, does that not negate the second one where you want to preserve your autonomy? Does that not interfere
with it? It's operational more than autonomy. You see, the autonomy is to recognise that we're a community development project. Obviously, the first one can't happen unless they embrace the second.
Okay. It just seems a little bit of a contradiction that if you want to sort of be...
Well, I hear what you're saying, but it's an operational issue. Currently, we're administrated through the National Office in Tulsa. If that administration is taken locally,
okay,
it'll depend on the local relationships. And in some areas, they can be very good. In other areas, they're quite tense. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is that we become an extension of Tulsa, not independent as we currently are.
Mm-hmm. And are you optimistic now with the change? I mean, nothing's settled yet, but Sinn Féin.
Yeah, well, if we knew we were a government, we'd be good optimistic. I think yes. I think because we have a left-leaning, we will have a left-leaning government regardless of what the makeup is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it recognises that it's about services and supports in the community. We support families at every stage of life. That, show me any political party that can't embrace that.
Mm-hmm. And you're asking just for a minimum of 160,000
for
each one. It is indeed, yeah. I mean, we were talking yesterday on the programme about the way politicians talk now. They don't talk in thousands anymore and don't even talk in millions. It's billions. Now. So this is pocket money for them. This is absolutely...
Yeah, and I mean, exactly that. I mean, there's a huge... And, you know, the swing in the recent election reflects this frustration of society with we're not doing enough for families and communities. But building thousands and thousands and thousands of houses is no good without building communities. To build communities, you need resource centres, family resource centres that belong to the people, that there is a community as well as a building.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, as you said, there should be more resource centres to help things out, and of course it would save the money. And you're the chairperson of the National Forum, so... When you say 160,000, is there some of them that would be much busier, maybe in the cities and that in the main cities that would need more funding?
They call it a historical or a legacy issue.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of the family resource centres were set up 10, 15, 20 years ago, they were set up first with two full-time posts funded. Then the crash happened with the view that once they developed support and worked more and more in the community, that their demands and their needs would increase. And that the state would fund at least another post.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it, that never happened until actually last year, in 2019, it was the last piece that Minister Sapone did for us. She allocated an additional 17 posts, one per region, per area around the country.
Okay.
So for last year was the first time we've had an increase in staff since 2008.
Okay. And if they'd established a government unit... Would they need someone to go around, as the question I'm asking about the different needs of different parts of the country? Some would need more funding than others because...
Exactly.
Okay. So that's the way that would work. So would that be of your, say, someone like yourself?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, again, take the difference between a rural and an urban project. An urban project, again, depending on the area, in some areas there would be a lot of other organisational supports. So you could work more directly with, say, around education if that was the gap. Whereas in a rural area, sometimes you're the only resource in the area. Here in my own project, we have everything from childcare to disability to play therapy to elderly services to education to community development, because there is no other organisation on the ground.
Okay, and where do we go from here now with the campaign? As I say, are you sort of in limbo now until the government decides?
We're in limbo like the rest of the country now, so we see have we a government. The hope is that when the government is formed and whatever minister is appointed to the DCYA, which is the Department of Youth and Children, which currently is our parent department, that we would seek a meeting with the minister to discuss how we can progress this.
Okay, listen, good luck with the campaign in the future, and maybe I'll talk to you in a couple of months' time. We'll see how you get on, if everything stabilises.
I would look forward to that. And thank you very much for promoting our content.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Claire.
Thank all you. The best, Noel. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Claire Cashman, chairperson of the Family Resource Centre National Forum. So if you have a resource centre near you, be very, very afraid. And let's hope that things work out positively over the next couple of months. And do join the campaign and help them out in any way they can.